Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at NeoCon, first day of the show in Chicago, and I'm with Richard French and Ginger Gilbert with Bentley. Richard, you're VP of sales, and Ginger, you are VP of creative, right?
Yes.
We'll talk about what you're doing at NeoCon this year. Before we get into that, we just finished our June issue of Floor Focus magazine. Interestingly enough, Bentley was the fastest growing from a percentage growth standpoint in 18 versus 17. You grew 15%, and you're in seventh position. So congratulations on that success last year.
Thank you. We're very pleased with last year. And hey, number seven is a lucky number, right?
That's right. Exactly.
So how's business this year?
We've been off to a great start. Our success from 17 through 18 is continued on. The bones and the structure that Ralph and Jim put together over the last 5 years have continued, and we're very pleased with where we are.
Mm-hmm. And your strongest segment still corporate primarily, right?
Yeah, corporate office is a major part of our business, yes. We're starting to grow. You know, we spent the last couple of years working on some other segments, things that are similar in its buying process as corporate, you know, higher education, senior living. Most of our growth this year has come from other segments, so we're very pleased that the strategy seems to be paying off.
And so is it because of what you look like, price points? Why do you think you're doing so well?
That's a great question. All those are yes. I mean, we put a lot of work into marketing. We put a lot of work into product, but it still takes a very talented, engaged salesperson to go in and make the sales call. And we believe that's really our biggest separator and our differentiator.
Actually, I'm glad you said that because that's what I hear from other people I ask. Why is Bentley doing so well? It's because you've got some great people in the field, right?
Well, thank you. It's what we believe in.
So, Ginger, you stepped into this role of VP of Creative. Has it been 6 months now?
Yeah, just about 6 months. I think it was back at the end of October last year. So joined the team and moved out to California. And I say team, it was really more join the family.
Yeah.
So Bentley is definitely that family atmosphere that works for a creative person and creative team. So excited to be there.
Okay.
I went up on the 10th floor. You have a little teaser space up there in the Mart. Right now we're across the street, but it looked like you were having a laundromat up there. Talk about that.
We do have a laundromat, and we've had a lot of comments. It's funny. We've had people try to climb into the dryers. Everybody from carpet to furniture, when you're thinking about NeoCon, you're trying to think of a theme that will make an impact. And as we look back on the year, trying to see some of the milestones that had happened, they haven't always been that positive. So looking at some of the issues that we've all struggled with and through, diversity really came to mind. It's all about diversity. If you look at the positive side of it and try to find the silver lining, is that it has brought a lot of people together. As we were looking at diversity, we were thinking about all the carpet products that we enter could be utilized together and not be overpowering. And then they can still stand alone and be unique on their own, because we don't want people to be sheep. We want them to be unique and feel comfortable in their own skin and not be persecuted for that. So that's kind of what we're looking at. But when we were talking about that, we wanted to be careful with the theme, and we didn't want it to get lost in the wash. And we talked about sorting people into and labeling them, sorting them into groups. And so between the word wash and sorted, we kind of decided that we would come out to Chicago with a laundry theme and kind of take a fun light side to something that has been pretty important to us. So we found some old dryers and refurbished them. So we have upcycled a lot of the products that are in our showroom this year, and we paid a lot of attention to detail. And we turned our showroom on the 10th floor into a laundromat / dry cleaner. And we have had great response. And I think people understand what the message is, but they understand it in a way that's a little lighter and a little easier. And it reminds us that we all need to be inclusive and include all of us. But we can mix all the colors together in the laundry and in life and in laundry. So,
and that's a great message, too, for you're the only West Coast carpet manufacturer, NeoCon. You're continuing to have that West Coast look, right?
We do. And actually, we're really focusing in on being the only ones now out on the West Coast. We are big believers in California and our roots and remembering where we came from. So we do a lot with California makers and do a lot of collaborations, from whether it's sustainability or design or just having conversations with other manufacturers in California. We're all facing the same, I don't want to say challenges, but we have a lot of different rules and regulations that we have to pay attention to that maybe some other people might not have. So we all get together and really focus on that California mentality and keeping that as part of who we are and not forgetting that.
So what are you launching here that's caught the attention of the designers that have come in your space?
So the collection we're launching this year at NeoCon is called the Sorted Collection. There are three books that will come in this collection, three products, And what we've done is used similar yarns throughout all of them, so they're friends, not family. They don't have exact DNA, but they all work together. And we thought about where a designer would use each of them. So we have a product that we're standing on now called Misfit, and it is a bold pattern, so it's kind of that focal point pattern. And then we have a product called Typecast. And what we've done there is we built the product so that we could invert the colors and actually get two colors off the same creel. And it really helps a designer have two options in the colorway to utilize throughout the space. And then we have a product called Square Peg, and that is quite possibly my favorite product ever. That particular pattern comes in broadloom and in tile, and we use the color point machine in a little different way. Instead of focusing on color with the color point machine, we actually focused on texture and being able to see the pattern, whether you have side lighting or you don't have any natural light. So we considered how a designer would utilize that and where they'd utilize that, and built it in a little different way. So we're very excited about all the thought that went into all three products.
Any other changes from a weight perspective or construction perspective for you guys this year?
So, yeah, we have been looking at how can we utilize different fibers on, let's say, a color point machine, since we're talking about color point.
Yeah.
You know, how do you do that? How do you get down in ounce weight, have the performance, have the price, but still have that lush look? Because that's what Bentley's known for. Mm-hmm. So we want to also keep that classic look as well. So we'll have the fun, but definitely playing with ounce weight. And I think that's what everybody's doing right now, but we don't want to forget that there are still the people who like the very plush, luxurious product that Bentley's known for.
Okay, Richard, one last question I was going to ask you. Obviously, you're owned by Balta, and I remember looking at the annual report. They're a publicly traded company. They were real pleased that they'd bought you guys. Their performance was good, but they were bragging about how well you guys had done as a contribution.
Yeah, Balta's been great so far. They've been a great parent. The investment has been there, and we see a bright future working with them. It's been great.
What about this marriage with Modulus? Is that working out?
It really is. They have a different place in the market than we do. They have European styling. They can hit some price points. So it has really worked well with the design community.
And how about your LVT business? Is that doing well?
LVT's growing. I like the market's growing. So I've told you before, we want to participate appropriately. You know, it'll never be 50% of our business, but we want to, you know, have a good offering for our customers so they don't have to go elsewhere.
All right. Great to talk to both of you. Again, been talking to Richard French and Ginger Gilbert at Bentley, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.